Hello, I'm Mark. I'd like to start by clearing up that that is Mark with a K, not Mark with a C. You see, Marks with a C lack the solid dependability that the K offers. There's no debate with a K, it's a K sound. With a C, you have to decide. Is it a K or an S sound? Is it insect or incest? Of course, in the case of the Cornish stag beetle, there's little difference. Is it sill it bang or kill it bang? Chit chat. This is the sort of ambiguity Marks with a C have to live with every day. Now, my second name is Cooper Jones, which does begin with a C, but if you were unsure of how to pronounce this particular C, you may end up calling me Mark Super Jones, which is in no way an issue for me. Whilst we're on my name, I'd like to tell you a quick story. Hello, I'm Mark is possibly one of the simplest things you'll ever hear. Now, I was introduced to somebody recently who said his name was Gavin. So I said, hello, I'm Mark. And he said, Bark? Now, Mark is a fairly common name. I'm sure many of you know a Mark. Or if you don't, you're at least au fait with the name Mark. But Gavin somehow thought it would make far more sense if I'd been named after the outer layer of a tree. Of course, he may not have misheard me at all. He could simply have been giving me an order. Although it's not something you'd expect to be asked to do on being introduced to somebody. Hello, I'm Mark. Bark. No. So I can tell that just by looking at me, a lot of you presume I was educated at some kind of a posh, all-boys, private boarding school where buggery was commonplace and you were forced to join the cadets. But actually, I managed to get out of the cadets after a year. When I wasn't at boarding school, I grew up in Lincolnshire, the second largest county in the UK, and very few people know where it is. It is so boring, so little happens there, that Wikipedia describes its drainage system as fascinating. Then I went to university where I studied geography, and I soon realised, studying geography, there was only really one career path available to me, and that was teaching. You see, learning geography leads to teaching geography. The only reason people teach it is to create more geography teachers. It's like a sick, self-fulfilling prophecy. And nobody here is allowed to heckle colouring in because the correct term is, in fact, shading. But there's this stereotype about geography teachers that they're often in the school to do something besides just teaching geography. People assume that because your subject is broad, that your skill set is equally broad. So when I got asked a couple of weeks before the end of last term to go down to the junior school and dress up as Shakespeare for the day, I thought to myself, I finally earned the respect of my department. I had to talk to some six-year-olds, which can be quite intimidating because they're very curious, but I had a script I had to learn, and it began like this. Hello, I'm William Shakespeare, and I was born in 1564 in Stratford-upon-Avon. My father, John, was an alderman. At this point, the first hand went up. What's an alderman? Good question. An alderman is what my father was. The teacher who was accompanying them then chipped in at this point and said, an alderman is actually someone who's quite respected in the town. Shakespeare's authority has now been undermined by a primary school teacher, ladies and gents. I managed to get back on track, and later on I got another difficult question. How many plays did you write? 40! I answered confidently, and I even followed it up with, because I wanted it to be a round number. A primary school teacher who was accompanying them again chipped in and said it was actually 37. I congratulated myself on getting that close. But I wasn't going to be undermined a second time, so I said, no, it was 40. You just haven't found three of them yet. But I love geography. I really love the subject. You get to use lots of great geographical words. My favourite geographical word is orogeny. Spelled with an O. Orogeny. It means the forming of mountains. But you have to use that voice, orogeny. We all tried it on three. One, two, three.
Orogeny.
Oh, that is filth. The problem with geography is it's not that impressive a subject, is it? It's not perceived as impressive. If you're at a party, it's very hard to impress people by, say, listing all of the US states in alphabetical order in under 20 seconds. For example, Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. It's just not that impressive. That says 18.00. That is a new personal best with which I am delighted. Thank you. Can all the single people in please raise their hands for me? I'm not. Keep your hands up. I did see you all, so... I'm actually in a lovely relationship. I've actually got a girlfriend who loves me quite a lot. You single people should try it. Just get in a relationship. You'd really enjoy it. Hands up, please. Hands up. Just all the hands up that were up. We're one of those couples who really sort of have it all. You know, love, joy, happiness. We're the sort of couple you really enjoy spending time with, particularly if you're single, because we sort of show you just how good your life could be. With this in mind, we like to invite all our single friends around for dinner, one at a time. As often as we can. There are some disadvantages to having a girlfriend. For example, when they dislocate your jaw. What happened is, because I'm quite a lot of fun... ..in the bedroom... I was trying to eat her face, OK? Not in, like, a snogging way, in a... your face is now a meal. Where? So we were just fooling around. Fun Mark was really starting to hit his stride. And if anything, he was too much fun in the bedroom because his jaw locked open. Now, this being a fairly serious problem, the immediate reaction of those around you is to laugh in your face. Especially if those around you were just having their faces eaten by the victim of the dislocation. And there's only really one thing you can do in this situation, ladies and gents, and that's to go to hospital. Now, the waiting room in A&E is never a fun place to be at the best of times. But when you look like this... only so long you could pretend it's just a big yawn. So that's one of the big disadvantages to having a girlfriend. But in general, it's great being loved, isn't it? I think deep down, what we all really want is to be loved. When I sign off an email, love Mark, that is an order. And one day, whether with my current girlfriend or a future one, I would like to have kids. And I think having kids will be amazing because you can essentially just make more people who love you. But I don't have any kids of my own at the moment. I do obviously work with children as a teacher. I'd like to start with year nines. Year nines. Age 13 to 14. This is by far the most pubic year. And without doubt, the least pleasant to teach. And in one particular class, there is one particular child who the staff refer to only as Smelly Jonathan. I don't have to read his name out when I do the register. It simply goes, Harry, James, Michael? Is Michael here? No, sir. He was sitting next to Jonathan in maths, and now he's being sick in a drain. The boy smells revolting. But recently, I thought I would do the responsible thing. Thought I'd have a quiet word with him. But talking to a 14-year-old boy about the fact he needs to change his hygiene rituals because it's akin to having a 3-day-old corpse in your class is a difficult conversation to have. So I kept it geographical. I said, Jonathan, what's the principal centre of the Unitary Authority of North East Somerset? Bath? Go home, have one, never enter my classroom again smelling like a favela. I did a training year, obviously. I did a PGCE year. You get put in some quite tough schools on your training year. Mine were no exception. In South East London, they were very difficult schools. A lot of the kids had challenging behaviour. But you have to understand that a lot of them lead difficult home lives. However, I can never understand why you would eat a worksheet you had been given. And then have the audacity to say the words, I finished my work, sir. My teaching career began with a reception class in a primary school as a teaching assistant. They're aged 4 to 5 years old. It was loads of fun. They have so much energy. There is nothing funnier than a fat child. So I began in primary school. And yes, I did have a favourite. His name was Peter. His best line of written work read, an egg is cold like the sun. Possibly the worst analogy I've ever encountered. I put it on a wall display. But there was another occasion when the class were all changing for PE. Okay, always a nightmare. The number of 5-year-olds who cannot pull down their shorts without their pants needs to be addressed by parents. And the girl next to Peter had accidentally done this. She'd pulled everything down. And Peter's reaction was very sweet. He simply went, no. Lovely child. When I came to leave the school, Peter was a bit upset that I was leaving. And I got a bit upset that he was upset. Until, that is, ladies and gents, he gave me this as a leaving present. Now... Never mind the fact that Mark is spelt not only with a C, but with a U. Never mind the strange picture of a pink bunny about to commit suicide off the top of this house. We can even ignore the disproportionate size of the tree trunk. The picture is of a girl. The skirt could have been accidental, but the high heels could not. Makes me think our entire friendship was based on a monumental misunderstanding on Peter's part. Ladies and gents, that is all from me. I've been Mark Cooper-Jones. You have been absolutely lovely. Thank you very much.